Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing the impact of results of the U.S. presidential elections on women following the defeat of Democratic Party candidate Kamala Harris by the Republican Party Donald Trump, and also weighing on the women representation in the Senate. But first, the United States is gearing up for a transfer of power, with President Joe Biden congratulating President-elect Donald Trump on his victory and Vice President Kamala Harris conceding defeat. White House Bureau Chief Pasti Wita Kusara has this report from Howard University, where Harris spoke Wednesday.
The moment Vice President Kamala Harris conceded her defeat to President-elect Donald Trump came Wednesday afternoon at Howard University, her alma mater and election watch party venue. Unlike Trump, Harris had committed weeks ago to respect the election result. She said it's a fundamental principle of American democracy.
We owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Earlier, Harris called to congratulate Trump and discuss the importance of a peaceful transfer of power and being a president for all Americans, her campaign said. The Trump campaign said the president-elect acknowledged Harris for her strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign, and both leaders agreed on the importance of unifying the country. The White House said President Joe Biden called both candidates and will address the nation Thursday to discuss the election results and the transition. In her remarks, Harris sought to comfort her staff and supporters.
Only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service.
Harris' speech marked an extraordinary moment reminiscent of 2016, when another female candidate, Hillary Clinton, conceded defeat to Trump. 2,000 Harris supporters had stayed past midnight on election night Tuesday. The mood grew more somber as more and more states were called for Trump. As they watched Harris deliver her concession speech Wednesday, many were emotional.
I woke up crying. I left the rally last night crying. Now I'm feeling hopeful and feeling restored. There's a long road ahead, but I feel like it's not the end of the road.
She gave us a little bit of hope to keep continuing to work, you know, on yourself, on your community, and to focus. And I'm actually happy the fact that she ended on that note.
The people have spoken. We need to respect that. This is democracy, and we have to keep fighting.
Trump won 292 Electoral College votes to Harris 224. He declared victory in the early hours of Wednesday, thanking his supporters.
They came from all corners, union, non-union, African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, Arab-American, Muslim American. We had everybody, and it was beautiful. It was a historic realignment.
Harris' concession speech marked the end of a whirlwind campaign that began when Biden withdrew from the race in June. From Howard University, Patsy Wida Kuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Republicans won control of the U.S. Senate early Wednesday, a major victory that will give President-elect Donald Trump a key tool for enacting his legislative agenda. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
For the first time in 4 years, Republicans have won a majority in the U.S. Senate.
This is certainly a happy day for the GOP.
Republicans secured their expected wins in the key swing state of Pennsylvania.
It looks like we're headed in a very good direction.
And in Texas, Democrat Colin Allred failed to beat Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
I will fight for you, for your jobs, for your safety, and for your constitutional rights.
All 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives were also up for re-election, with Republicans expected to hold on to their control of the lower chamber. In the Senate races, Democrats did secure wins in California.
I'm committed to taking on the big fights to protect our freedoms and to protect our democracy.
Control of the Senate was decided by a few key races where the outcome was uncertain. Races such as in Ohio and in Montana, where Republican Tim Sheehy beat incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester.
So I want to thank the American people.
With control of the U.S. Senate, Trump will be able to confirm his nominees to the highest court in the land, the U.S. Supreme Court, and has a smoother path to passing his legislative agenda.
With a majority for Donald Trump, he can not only confirm his cabinet secretaries without having to get Democratic support, but also sub-cabinet secretaries. There's thousands of appointments to be made within the executive branch, and especially within the courts.
Republicans last controlled both chambers of Congress during the first 2 years of Trump's first term as president in 2017. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
President Joe Biden today referred to Vice President Kamala Harris' defeat by Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election as a setback in his first remarks on the election earlier today. Let's hear more on what he had to say.
Trump, to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition. That's what the American people deserve. Yesterday, I also spoke with Vice President Harris. She's been a partner and a public servant. She ran an inspiring campaign, and everyone got to see something that I learned early on to respect so much, her character. She has a backbone like a ramrod. She has great character, true character. She gave her whole heart and effort, and she and her entire team should be proud of the campaign they ran. You know, the struggle for the soul of America since our very founding has always been an ongoing debate and still vital today. I know for some people, it's a time for victory, to state the obvious. For others, it's a time of loss. Campaigns are contests of competing visions. The country chooses one or the other. We accept the choice the country made. I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Something that I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. Bring down the temperature. I also hope we can lay to rest the question about the integrity of the American electoral system. It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent. And it can be trusted, win or lose. On January 20th, we'll have a peaceful transfer of power here in America. Look, folks, you all know it in your lives. Setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable. Setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable. We all get knocked down. But the measure of our character, as my dad would say, is how quickly we get back up. Remember, a defeat does not mean we are defeated. We lost this battle. The America of your dreams is calling for you to get back up. That's the story of America for over 240 years and counting.
Now, let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, followers of Delaware's Lisa Blunt, Rochester, and Maryland's Angela Olso Brooks are rejoicing following their victory in their respective Senate races. Blunt, Rochester, and Olso Brooks will be the first two African-American women to serve together in the U.S. Senate at the same time. To discuss our topic in detail, we are joined by our guest, Teresa Dangwa, a New York-based pastor and director of the organization Diaspora Women Arise, and Christina Rutendo Cutlip, a member of Women's Institute for Secure Retirement, WISER, which is based here in Washington, D.C. Start with you, Ms. Dangwa. What are your views on Vice President Kamala Harris' loss to former president and now president-elect Donald Trump? Over to you, Ms. Dangwa.
Oh, hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, what is your view on the election results, seeing that Vice President Kamala Harris has conceded defeat and we have the president-elect Donald Trump now? What are your views on this and the impact on women, to those who were hopeful that for the first time they'll have a female president?
Well, my views have always been the same, that at the end of the day, God is still on the throne. And what has happened in regards to Harris not winning over Trump, well, isn't that what democracy is? The people have chosen, and our job is not to like whoever is seated in the office, but to respect the office. We may not like the person, but we have to respect the office. And for women, we are still encouraged. We are still inspired. There is nothing that has changed regardless of who won. Harris has managed to do what has never been done before. History will be written with her on it in terms of how far she went. We have never been to this point. Have there been other women tried before? Absolutely. But none of them have gone to the place, to this point where she reached. So it is an encouragement. It's inspiring. It's exciting. I am excited. I'm excited, especially because we were free to choose whoever we wanted. And it happened, and America chose, and it's President Trump on the throne, in the office. God is on the throne.
Oh, thank you so much. Over to you, Ms. Cutlip. What's your views on what just happened?
Well, thank you so
so much, Senator. Am I disappointed? Absolutely. I was really hoping that the United States will join over 60 other UN countries or UN member countries that have had a woman in that executive position, you know, for years, some of them going back to the 1940s. If, you know, having said that, I'm still very hopeful that, you know, the third time will be the charm. And that the next election, which will be in 4 years, which, you know, people are already gearing for, that we will have a woman candidate who can then, you know, carry the ball over that goal, you know, that goalpost. When I looked at why she lost, I mean, she only had 100 days to tell his story. Trump has been telling his story for many, many decades already. The economy, there was just the perception that the economy is not doing so well, and Harris didn't tell that story as well. Plus, she was also part of the incumbent. She's part of Biden's administration. So it was hard to get over that hump. Immigration, we've all seen the stories, we've all seen the videos on TV. That is the perception and the reality that something has to be done about immigration in this country. The fact that she's a woman, I think, you know, as well, was an impediment, because when you look, you know, white women only voted for her by 47%, black women by 92%, Hispanic women by 61%. So there is still that perception that, you know, even from women, that they won't support another woman. And there's also the race issue, which we are not going to be naive and not say was an issue, because they are, you know, she is black, she's a woman of color, and there have been race relations in this country since the founding. So we know that she had headwinds from, you know, from that. You know, and the fact that, you know, women just did not back her to the numbers that they should, you know, benefited Trump. So disappointed, yes, but to the first speaker's point, you know, yes, we took yesterday to sort of, you know, lick our wounds, and then we get right back at it, right? Because when it's all said and done, women are over 50% of the population in this country and need our seat at the table as well.
Yebo ke sibonge unkosikazi Kathleen lapha obechasisa ukuthi hayi lanxa bengathiwa unqotshiwe unkosikazi Harris kodwa uzamile njalo amavoti uwatholile. Sesibuya kuwe inkosazana Dangwa, ungasichasisela ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi singabona kusenzakalani kusasa ngokuncintisa kukankosikazi Harris. Ungathi uvulela abanye yini indlela njengoba sibona ukuthi baningi ngempela abamvotele indlela kwabesifazane ngesiNdebele?
Absolutely. Ngiyabona ukuthi lokho okwenzileyo njengoba kungazake kwenzeke before ukufika lapho ofike khona, oHillary Clinton bake bazama, oChildren bake bazama before, but uHarris ufike lapho kungaze kikwe khona before. So yeah, kuyachaza sibili into eqakathekileyo ukuthi sibambelele khona, singahlangeli ukuthi ukuwina, ngoba ukuwina lokuluza it's part of life. So ukuthi siyavuka kusasa, sizame futhi, savuka sinikiwe lathi kuthuba lokuthi omunye umuntu layo uyakwazi ukungena, omunye umfazi layo uyakwazi ukungena uma siza ezameni kwakathesi kwasukumiswayo. 4 years is not long. In 4 years again, we are the second package. What says singers and young people face Tanzania? Mubani, I think as we would take the lead, we would support Tanzania. We will not only support the Tanzanian people, we will take the lead. So that we may be able to bring that singer support. But the case that support the meaning that says in our own areas, even in our own community, we need to support that. But also, I mean,
over to you, Ms. Kathleen. We see that two African American women have made history in the Senate. What's your comment on this, and are we likely to see more of such opportunities?
Absolutely. I am really excited to see two African-American women for the first time, say, you know, serving at the same time in the Senate, Angela Olsobrook and Lisa Bland Rochester. So I'm very, very excited. And with them being elected, there are now 27 women in the Senate, which is 27% because there are 100 members in the Senate. 16 of those are Democrats, 9 are Republicans, and 1 is an independent. So, again, the Democratic Party has been leading in sending women into Congress. It's the same with the House of Representatives. As you know, the House of Representatives has 435 women. I wish it was 435 women. 435 members, 126 of those are women. And of those 126, 92 are Democrats, and only 34 are Republicans. And the Democratic number keeps increasing as well. So I'm just really excited because, you know, for the first time, we are seeing a real movement in the right direction, increasing the number of women serving in Congress, both in the Senate and in the House. And I look forward to seeing those numbers increase. And my hope is at some point in my lifetime, that number will be at parity. You know, the country is 50%, you know, or more of the population is women. And I think it's just right to have that many as well serving in Congress and representing us with our special issues as women.
So in other words, Ms. Catlip, it's besides the presidential loss for the Democrats, you are saying there were more gains in other sectors.
I'm sorry, could you ask that again? I missed the
question. Yes, I'm saying looking at the Senate and some of the House seats, would you say there were still more gains made by the Democrats?
You know, it's going to be very close, to be honest, because right now there are still some outstanding races that are still to be called. What I'm seeing is I think the Republicans are going to lose a couple seats, but I do not think the Democrats are going to end up in the majority. But it's going to make it very, very difficult for the Republicans to be able to, you know, pass their legislation without, you know, at least, you know, working with the Democrats, which I actually think is a good thing, because I do think when both parties can come to the table and work together, you end up with a better outcome than if one party is just railroading their ideas and not taking into consideration the other ideas. So that one is still too close to call, as you know, but I do think it's going to be close. But, you know, based on the numbers that I'm looking at, it looks like the Republicans will just have just a teeny tiny majority in the House.
Thank you so much. Yebo ke lapho sizwe unkosazana Catlip echasisa ke esitshela ke lamanani abantu abase esingathi lidale leSenate le House of Representatives elinjenge parliament yemeli yeZimbabwe ukuthi abesifazana labo bangena njalo sibonile ukuthi bakhona besibili abangenileyo ngendlela engakaze yenzakale kumlando weMelika. Yes, sesibuya kuwe ke Pastor Dangwa. Ungasichasisela ke ngolimi lesishona ukuthi njengoba sesibona ukuthi sebengenile abanye abamnyama, ungathini ngalokho kwabesifazana? Sesikhangela izikhundla zonke nje emhlabeni jikelele lakhona apha eMelika, singababona bethatha izikhundla ezimqoka na ngesishona?
Ngesishona. Zaitika kuno kuAmerica ka zvinokurudzirwa kunyanya zvinonakidza tinogona kunge tisiri kuzviona neuwandu hwazvo, asi iko kutongovhurirwa mikana kwaitika. Mukana uyo wokutanga kutongoti titarise kuti Mai Harris vanga vakwikwidzana kusvikira pakupedzisira kuti vange varivo vachikwikwidza kuti vave mutungamiriri wenyika. Kozoyawo ivo madzimai apinda chekutanga muSenate, madzimai akahwinawo paelection iwayo. Zvese izvi zviri kutiratidza kuti aiwa mikana yekuti isusu semadzimai tichikewo pazvinzvimbo zvatinoda tikashanda one simba tikaita zvatiri kuda tinokwanisawo kusvikawo panzvimbo dzakakwirira izvi zviri kutiratidzawo zvakare kuti hakuna chinzvimbo chatisingakwanise kusvika hakuna chinzvimbo chatisingakwanise kukugona kuita isusu semadzimai takamiririra tichimirirawo vamwe and tinonakidzawo ndechekuti chero vari ivo madzimai wai chero vari mashoma kudaro asi kana pachitaurwa nyaya dzemapolisi muparamendi vanenge vachitopuhwawo mukana wokutaura zvido zvavo zviri mumwoyo mavo vachimiririrawo nhengo dzavo kwavakabva kune vanhu vakavavhotera saka kureva kuti vanenge vachibvumidzwawo kutaura vasingambunyikidzwi vasingarambidzwi vasingarohwi vasingachinjidzirwi vasina zvisina basa kuti ari kuvatungamirira ndewe opposition kana kuti ndewe wavanofarira vanenge vachingopuhwa vese mukana yakangofanana nevanhu vechirume saka zvinhu zviri kufadza chaizvo zvabuda musarudzeni
Yebo ke siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, coming to you, Ms. Katlip, what do you think is the future of the Democratic Party? And because seeing that someone was saying maybe we might see Kamala running for the same post for the presidential elections in the next in the oncoming elections. Do you think she has made so much ground or is enough what she has done and people, and it has an impact on women and girls?
Yeah. Oh, I think she has had a huge impact on women and girls. Women, you know, all women in the United States, regardless of race and, you know, religion. I think she has sort of broken the ground for other women to venture into politics and to aspire to be president of the United States. I do think that she has a good shot at the next election that is going to be in 4 years. But the wonderful thing about being in the United States is, as a democracy, other women who think they also can, you know, run and, you know, be elected can also throw their name in the ring and they can run as well. So I do think after Hillary Clinton and then now, Kamala Harris, I think that more and more women are going to be throwing their hats in the ring. And I think that is just wonderful because there are so many other women's issues that are still very, very pertinent. Healthcare, women end up, we take the brunt of, you know, of that with the family. Childcare, education, the economy, we still earn less. So the more women are in government, the more policies are going to be created and more, legislation is going to be passed that actually helps women as well. We saw that the civil rights movement helped white women, greatly, over the last 50 or 60 years. And I think with more women in Congress, it will just make those issues that women have front and center and we'll get the right legislation, which really helps everyone. When women are doing well, we lift the whole boat, right, because we care about our families, we care about our communities. So the more women we have in leadership, in politics, I think the better a country will just become and the better the United States will be in the future.
Yes, thank you so much. Ungasinikela kwelo kugcina-ke Pastor Tangwa ngesindebe. Sinomzuzwana nje 30 seconds.
Ngiyakubonga nje inkosi for peace ukuthi konke lokhu kwenzakele kule peace abafazi kabachayiwa ngabafazi bayavunyelwa ukuba is the best that they can be to the highest heights of whatever their career that they choose. So into eqakathekileyo yona le ukuthi kule peace.
Yebo ke siyabonga usigqibelele uhlelo lwethu lolu ngamafitshane. We have come to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guest. We say let's meet again tomorrow at 8:00 p.m. I'm your hostess Thandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.